Rashi told Chamishi, the Torah concludes the description of Abimelech's visit to Yitzchak in Be'er Sheva. After he gave them a Sa'uda, they left, and Yitzchak's slaves found another well, based on which they called the name of the place Be'er Sheva, which is its name until today. The Torah moves on to describe Esav's marriage, and the effect of his two wives, and Yitzchak and Rivka. And finally, Yitzchak's brachas, which were intended for Esav, and Yaakov takes them. The Torah describes that Yitzchak asked Esav to go and capture a game for him, after which Rivka, which overheard this conversation, convinced Yaakov to take two kid goats from her. She prepared, and he should go in dressed up in Esav's clothing with goat skin to make him hairy, and he went in to take the brachas. Pasuk Lamed. Yasla Mishta, Yitzchak made for Abimelech a Sa'uda, but Yechel Ishtu, they ate and drank. Vayashkimu, Baboykeh, they got up early morning. They finally swore to each other the oath that they wanted, that Abimelech wanted Yitzchak to swear. Vayashachim, Yitzchak sent them off. Vayelchum, Yitzchak, Vishalom, and they left in peace. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayhiba Yimahu was on that day, Vayvo after Yitzchak, and the servants of Yitzchak came, Vayigidlo, and they told them, Idosav Be'er, about the well, Asher Chafara, which they dug, Vayimulam, Adzanamang, we actually found the water. Vayikra Oiso Shiva, he called it the swearing. Alkain Shemo Eir, for that, the name of the city has become Be'er Shava, the well on which they swore, Ada Yemazah, until this very day, Zachrashi. Shiva doesn't mean seven, rather, Al Shem Habris, which is Moshe Shavua, the covenant. Pasuk Lamed Al, Vayhi Esav, and Arbaim Shana, Esav was 40 years old, Vayikach Isha, he took a wife as Be'eri, Yehudis Bas Be'eri, Achiti, Yehudis, the daughter of Be'eri, the Chitite, as Basmas Bas Eloin, Basmas, the daughter of Eloin, also Achiti, from the nation of Ches. Zachrashi, and Arbaim Shana, what was the uniqueness of 40 years old, the Torah is pointing it out. Esav, I knew Zul Chazer, he was similar to a pig, Shanama, Yechasamena, Chazer Miyar, it nibbles the hog from the forest. Achazer is that this the achazer shushoich when he sticks out, when he lays, he sticks out poishet klafav, he sticks out his feet. Loimah saying reush anitar, see I'm pure because it has split hooves. Achelu goyzlam v'chaim simam maranat from shenim, saying too, those that are compared to chazerim, which referring to over here the Esav, that even though they're stealing and robbing, they stick out their hooves to point out that they're kosher, they make themselves look kosher. Kolar by Mishal, these entire 40 years, he would capture a woman and land from under their husband's hand and in their husband's domain and pain them. When he reached the age of 40, Amar Amar Ben Arbaim Nasa Isha, he married when he was age of 40. Afani Kain, I'm going to show myself in the same kedusha. And at the age of 40, he married. Pasuk Lamed Hey, Vatiyena Meiros Ruach, and the two wives of Esav were continuously in Vidishban, and they were continuously against the will of Yitzchak and Rivka. Rashi is bavarning that it doesn't mean bitter. It's not lashon meriras as other mafarshim say. Lashon hamras ruach was taking down their spirits. You rebelled all the time. Same how all their actions of these two wives were to anger and to sadden Yitzchak and Rivka. It was against them. It was to embitter them. The Yitzchak and Rivka show you oivres avay dzar because they would serve gatchkes. As we'll see later, that in pasuk aleph that this may have been the reason for Yitzchak's blindness. Pasuk parakal zayin pasuk aleph. But he kizak and Yitzchak when Yitzchak grew old. The tichena einav mer ois, his eyes dimmed and darkened from seeing. By Yikras Esav bnei Agadah, he called Esav his older son. Vayemal bnei, my son. Vayemal bnei, here I am. Vatichena sot Rashi. Vashanan shel elu, with the smoke of these wives, they would continuously sacrifice ktoiros tavod zara. Davar acher, another pirush, that what affected his eyes in such way. When he was bound to the mizbeach by Avram, his father wanted to shech the boys. At that point, the heavens opened up. The heavenly angels were crying. Their tears, so to speak, fell on Yitzchak's eyes. That affected that his eyes became weak. The Gemara says that tears at a certain point they're hurtful to the eyes and harmful at an older age. This is all set up by the Eibishter, that Yaakov should be able to receive the brachas instead of Esav. And he said, here I've grown old. I don't know when the day of my passing. Why all of a sudden does he have a half a minute that now he's going to pass away? When a person reaches the period in which his parents passed away, he should start worrying from 5 years before to 5 years after. Yitzchak Haya ben Meba Esim B'Shalosh. Now he was 123, which is 5 years before his mother's passing. 127. Maybe I'm expiring at the age of my mother. That's why he expressed his feeling that he doesn't know when he's passing. Maybe I'm reaching my mother's age, or maybe my father's age. Please sharpen your tools, tell yecha, your sword, the kashtecha, your bow, go out to the field, and hunt for me, tzayin, game. Zokt Rashi, sana, really it means to raise up. However, in this context, when referring to ammo, so lashon hashchaza, it's sharpening. Kaisa sheshanim, similar to what we learned in Mishnah Yedeta, ein mashchizin es hasakin. We don't sharpen a knife. El masiel gavu chaberta. You put it on top. Its blade on top of the other blade, and this lashon masiel means you sharpen it one blade on another. Chadet zakencha. What he was telling him is sharpen your knife for shchit yafa. Ensure that it's a proper shchit. It shouldn't be an avela. So actually, that's charbacha. So your sword, it usually hangs. Vitzudali, it should be hunted, which tells us it's been a hefker v'lo minagazel. He knew he smelled the Esav out, and he knew that if he tells him to bring, he'll choose the finest one he finds by his neighbor. So he said, "Document hefker v'lo minagazel from something that's not stolen." Pasuk dalid hey. And make for me tasty food, which I like, and bring to me, and I'll eat, so I can bless you with my innermost blessings. Before I pass on, Rivka heard, as Yitzchak spoke to Esav, his son, right? Esav went out to the field to capture a game and to bring, even if he doesn't, he'll find Minagezel. To hunt game. What is this to bring? So Rashi, his plan was that if he doesn't find, if he can't hunt anything down, then you have him in a Gezel. In any case, despite his father's wishes, he would bring from Gezel. Possible. But Rivka Amrali El Yaakov no Leimar. Rivka said to her son Yaakov, saying, here I've just heard from your father, as I've just heard him speak to Esav, your brother, saying, bring for me game, make for me tasty food, and I'll eat, and I'll bless you before the Eibishter, before my passing. What she meant to say is, it's an Eibishter's hand that he should agree with my brachas, so they should continue on, the brachas of Avram should continue through you. And now my son, listen to my voice, to what I'm commanding you. Go to the sheep, bring me from our flock. Two kid goats. So even good ones. I will prepare them matamim tasty lavicha for your father. The way I know he appreciates. V'kachli zok Rashi mishalihim beinam gezel. So you fulfill your father's rocks and they belong to me. Why do they belong to her? Even if it's their families, it belongs to Yitzchak himself. Zok Rashi shekach kasa la Yitzchak b'ksubasa. He included in the marriage contract in the ksuba litol shnei to take two kid goats every day that she can take and prepare, and therefore they belong to her. That's how much she was eating. Ella really ella pesachaya. This is pesach. One was the carbon paste, and also matamim to make sure it's mechal on soiba as a tasty food. But pirkei derabbi Elazar, so that's in the seuda was a seuda siyamtiv, and it's also Yitzchak's birthday, incidentally. Kasher ohev kitam agdi kitam atzvi. What does it mean that he likes, that he appreciates? Because he asked Esav to hunt, and the gdi has the same taste of the tzvi, which is a hunted animal. You bring to your father, he's going to eat bavur for the reason that he should bless you before his passing. But Yaakov said to Rivka, his mother, "Hein Esav, achi, doch my brother, ish sorry, he's a hairy man, but ish chalakam, smooth skinned." Dr. Rashi, ish sorry, bal seir, there's a lot of hair. Pasuk Yud Beis, ulai musheni, bless my father, touch me and feel me. I'm going to be in his eyes like someone that's just joking. I'm going to bring over myself klola, the curse, will bracha, not blessing. So someone that's blind and is touching, or like someone that's touching in the middle of the day. Pasuk Yudgimel. But his mother responded and said, let the curse be on me if that happens, meaning my son. But please listen to my hearken to my voice. And go and bring for me. And he went, he took, he brought it to his mother, she made this tasty food, as his father loved. Rivka took the clothing of Esav, her older son, which were clean, which were with her specifically in her house, and she enclosed and dressed Yaakov, her younger son. In Aramaic, the Dalet switched with a Zayin, which is Zach. Zachyasa. So it's clean clothing. He wished to take them from Nimrod, which he did. He coveted them. Asher ita babayis. He had many wives, so why is it, what's it doing in her house? And he's giving this to God, safeguard by his mother. And he knew their actions. He knew it was a good shidduch. They were his counterparts, and he hid it after by his mother's chayshit. Pasuk to Zion. And the skins, the hides of these kid goats that he just shechted, he'll be shal yadav, she dressed on his hands, on the smooth part of his neck. She gave this tasty food and the bread that she also had Yaakov now in the hand of Yaakov her son. He came to his father. He said, "My father, here I am. Who are you, my son?" Yaakov el Aviv, Yaakov said to his father, "Anoichi Esav Chorecha, I am Esav, your firstborn. Asisi, Kasha Dibarat Eilai, I have done as you have commanded me. Kumna, please raise up. Ushva, sit, va'achal, metedi, and eat from my hunted So you can give me your innermost brachas. Zakter Rashi, Anochi Yisab Chorcha. Now Rashi tells the intention to make it. It shouldn't be an outright lie. What Yaakov had in mind when he was saying these words. Anochi Yisab Chorcha. Anochi, I'm the one bringing it to you. This food. But Esav Hu Chorcha. Esav is your first son. Asisi. He said he thought in his mind a few things, many things that you told me. Shva lashon mesev means sit close. Rashi's lashon of mesev al shulchan, and therefore the targum, the unklos taich is tacher. Istacher means around lashon schar schar, which means come around the table. It's lashon of hasebo when a person sits in a circle, leaning as we do on Pesach. Pasuk chaf. Yitzchak said this. What is this that you so swiftly found? My son, the Eivishter had my fortune find it quickly before me. Zokter Rashi. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. This already made Yitzchak suspicious. But here, Yitzchak said to Yaakov, "Come closer to me. In Bamusha, I'm gonna feel you. Bnei Ha'atos, Bnei Esav Imloy. Are you my son, Esav, or not?" K'shar No Bamusha. Amr Yitzchak Beliboy. Yitzchak said in his heart, "Ain Derech Esav Yishem Shemayim Shagur Fiv." Esav doesn't have the Eibishter's name and found that way often in his mouth. But Yem V'zeh Amar Kikra Hashem LeKecha. And this child just said in front of me, the Eibishter made it my fortune. Great that I found it. Zok Pasuk Chaf Beis. But Yigash Yaakov Yitzchak Aviv. Yaakov came closer to Yitzchak, his father. He touched him by Yemer and he said, "Hakol kol Yaakov." It's a tender voice like Yaakov's. But you die, however, you die Esav, and the hands don't feel like Esav. So Rashi, "Kol kol Yaakov." What does it mean? Shemdam b'loshen tachnunim. He requests, "Kumna, please." Aval Esav m'loshen kantur. He speaks very rough. Diber Yaakov Mavi, my father should get up. Pasuk chov gemol chumdalin. Below Yikiroi, he didn't recognize him. Kiyo Yadav kidei Esav. His hands were as the hands of Esav. Seiris, Achim, his brother Seiris. They were hairy. Vayvarchem, and he benched him. By Yemer, Ata said, "Bnei Esav." He again asked him, "Are you the my son?" Esav, Yemer, Ani, yes, that's me. Dr. Rashi, Yemer, Ani, Lo Yemer, Ani, Esav. He didn't say, "I am Esav." Rather, Ani, me, it's me. The way he wasn't marba in saying things that weren't true or that could be understood not true. Pasuk chafei, but Yemer Hagishali, please bring it closer to me. But Oichlan, I'm going to eat mitzvah me from the hunted of my son. L'man tvarach l'nashi, so my animals brachas can come to you. But Yagishloi, he brought it before him. But Yechal, he ate. But Yavi l'yayin, he brought him wine. But Yishkan, he drank. But Yemer Elov Yitzchak and Yitzchak Aviv and his father Yitzchak said to him, "Shana, come closer to me, Ushkali bni, and kiss me, my son." But Yigash. By Yishak Lo, he came closer and he kissed him. By Yorach Hashem, God, he smelled the smell of his clothing. By Yivarchei, when he benched him, Yemer, and he said, "Re'ei Re'ech Mi, see the smell of my son. Re'ech Hasad, it's like the perfume, like the smell of a field, Asherberech Hashem, which the Eibishter has blessed, or apple fields." Zokter Rashi, an orchard. By Yorach, Halein Re'ech Ra, Yisum Shet Avizim, there's no worse smell than goat skin that's been washed. Al Malamet Shenichmas Imay, this really wasn't the smell of his clothing; it was the Re'ech Ganeden that came in together with him. Re'ech Zada Asherberech Hashem. So Rashi, not only Re'ech Tel, the Eibishter invested a good smell. Zels Re'ech, Zels Deit Tapuchim, an orchard of apples. Came there, so Rabbi Sinai Zecherinu Baruch Dana has been dashed by our Chacham.